you can preach Krishna consciousness, and so you are Brahmana. And those who are really good at mathematics, and I was really bad at mathematics. The devotees from the U.S., they bought the calculator for me to use calculator because I couldn't do mathematics. So I was really bad at IT. But I could remember the verses, Bhagavad Gita verses, Bhagavatam verses. I give class. The first Bhagavatam class I gave was Vrindavan in the temple, Srimad Bhagavatam class, as a part of the academy, the Gurukul. And there was Maharajas, people were sitting. I was like, I didn't care so much that they were sitting in front of me. I wasn't shaking because I knew I'm talking about Krishna. I was so happy to speak about Krishna in the temple. So they were going around. So you said you are, the teacher was telling us, you are Shudra and you are a Brahmana and you are a Kshatriya. So they thought I was a bit of a Kshatriya and a Brahmana, mixer. But we are none of these things. According to Bhagavatam here, Srila Prabhupada explaining that we are none of these things. We are Shudras. In Kali Yuga, everyone is born as Shudra. Oh yeah, my son is not Shudra. My son is a Brahmana. We are proud of our children and we are proud of our parents. But the qualification of a devotee that we have the mercy of Guru. Guru's mercy is what we are made of. Isn't it? What qualification those people in America had when Srila Prabhupada went? They're just rascals, meat eaters. Oh yeah, I'm born in a royal family. You know, you are all familiar with the royal family. Royal family. What's so royal about your royal family? You're a bunch of meat eaters. Eating, you know, meat with a fork, drinking the tea. You know, so there's nothing royal. If you have the mercy of Prabhupada, if you were in ISKCON, in Srila Prabhupada's home, you were in the royal family. Isn't it? Yes. Why? Because Prabhupada's family is Krishna's family. That is royal. Krishna is all royal. Before we talk about royal, we need to be loyal also. If you're a loyal devotee of Krishna, then you're in the royal family. In Kali Yuga, everyone is born as Shudra. Not only that, people are lazy, misguided, unlucky, and always disturbed. You see, people are very disturbed. This is a disturbed age. Unlucky. Everyone's, the verses explains it. They're born as completely ignorant. What's so great about, you know, everyone's unlucky. Oh yeah, yeah, I win $1 million, I'm lucky. In Krishna consciousness, everybody is lucky. Every one of you are lucky. Everyone's a winner because you have Krishna. Somebody in the material world, one person wins and everyone else loses. So no one's a winner. And everyone's thinking, I'll be the winner. But in Krishna consciousness, Krishna has enough wealth to give everybody. He is the owner of the universe, Jagannath. He can give. It's mentioned that the universe is coming out of Mahavishnu like the mustard seed. You drop a bag of mustard seed on the temple here, it'll be, you can count it. You'll take ages to even pick them up because there's so many. From his body, millions of universes coming out. He can just pick one up. Here. He gives to Dhruv Maharaj. Dhruv Maharaj said, no, I'm satisfied. No, thank you. I just want to serve you. I just want to serve your lotus feet. Imagine, somebody gives you a universe. We are fighting to get just one home. We're struggling to get a place to live. Krishna gives you a universe. And devotees say, no, thank you. They just want to serve Krishna. So much more satisfying to serve Krishna. Proper explaining here, devotional service. Pure devotees of Krishna, they're as good as Krishna. And Krishna is detached. How is that? He's the owner of everything. Bhagavan, he's the owner. How can he be detached? The gopis came in the middle of night, Krishna played the flute, they all came running to Krishna. Krishna says, I just want to see you, that's all. You can go home now. That's detached. Krishna is the owner of the universe. But he takes sannyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and leaves his beautiful wife. He runs away in the middle of the night, swim across the Ganges to Katwa to take sannyas. I haven't seen anyone doing that. We're eager to associate with women. From, you know, childhood, everyone have a plan. Even these little girls, they make a plan. Oh, I'm going to have this house, and then they can be making a plan, this window. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, God himself, he rejected everything so quickly. But that is detachment. And the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they came from the most richest family. No one is as rich as them today. You have paper money, you can even wash them in the washing machine. Isn't it? They had gold coins. They didn't have gold coins anymore. They had real gold. If you have gold coins or gold, you put them in the bank. It's mentioned that Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they had boat full of gold coins. Boat. So much. And if I had that many gold coins, I would put it in the boat, first of all. Put it in the bank. My boat would be sinking. So much weight of the gold. But they were so detached. They gave it up. And he running, middle of night, to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So detached, that's detachment. So devotional service means serving Krishna gives you a higher pleasure. So much more pleasure that you cannot get. It's out of this world. People always talk about, oh yeah, I can't imagine. It's beyond my imagination. We only talk about it. But Prabhupada has it. Prabhupada is an acharya. Acharyavan. Acharyavan means one who he has it. Who carries it. He's full of it. We talk about it. We may acquire it. But Prabhupada has it. By birth, he is an acharya. He's full of qualities. Transcendental qualities. By birth. We don't have it. So, these Goswamis, they exhibited such transcendental qualities. Dhruva Maharaj exhibited these qualities. Krishna was giving him the universe. And he said, no, thank you, I want to serve you. I want to just associate with you. Just be with you. I have a friend in Hong Kong. You know, I always tell some stories. I was going to his school and see him off because his parents were busy. Later, He came out of the school. So one very, very wealthy person came to his house. And I used to live at their home because temple didn't have space. So then we became really good friend. So then that guy said, I want your son. He told the parents to join my company and help me. So then his parents were very happy. So then he joined the company. And then daytime I didn't have anyone to be with. So I was just at the temple. So I was always talking with him on the phone. We were like so close friends. So then I ended up joining the company. Not because work for the company, but just be with him. So as a so close friend. So I would do deity worship in the morning and the program and go to the office throughout the day and do some work. So they had different rooms in the office. So his room, he was like the second to the company. So he became really big time. So then I said, I don't want a separate room. I just want to be in the same room as you. So we were in the same room. So he was sitting there. I would be sitting in front of him. We were doing the diamond work. And then other rooms, there's camera and stuff. So a lot of the time, it's just mucking around and talking about Krishna and the temple. And now we have all the technology. So we'd be all looking at the songs, gurus, and in the Facebook and stuff. And then... So the manager thought we are not serious. So he put me in a separate room. I said, no, I'm going to leave the company then. And my friend said, also, I will leave. Anyway, so you can see, you know, Krishna consciousness, you know, we become such good friends as a devotee. So what's the point I was making? And the process of devotional service is that you don't become attached to all these things. So I was dealing with all this money. So one day I went to sleep at his house, and in my pocket I had, I shouldn't tell you this, but I had this small star-sized diamond, maybe like $500,000 worth in my pocket. And I forgot to give it back to the office. So I went to sleep with it. So it was still in my pocket. I was so tired. And then, and my friend said, oh, he didn't, and so he was really, luckily nobody knew. Then I gave it back. So, you know, if it's ordinary people, they would be taking that. I said, oh, what the heck? And I gave it back, you know. So I was like, I'm not attached to it. If I can breathe, if I can walk, if I can see, if I can digest my food, that is wealth. So you can have so much wealth, but if you cannot digest your food, you can't sit in one place, what's the point of having so much wealth? Isn't it? Krishna, he gives us the power to see. He gives us the power to breathe. He gives us the power to sit here and sing and dance. So if we don't use our body to serve Krishna, we are no better than Shudra. Like I said before, flapping bird. You know, you look at the peacock. In India, they have a very beautiful peacock in Vrindavan. They have a lot of eyes on the peacock. They're fake eyes. So we may have eyes, we don't see the beautiful form of Krishna, just like fake eyes. You can have eyes all over your body. But if you don't see the form of Krishna, you use those eyes to see material things. So see Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada, by his mercy, we are raised to Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada has the power. He has the power to free us from the bondage of birth and death. Even the demigods don't have that such power. We go to pray to demigod. Not free us from this world, worldliness. To give us money, give us a house, give us a good wealth, give us good health, give us this, give us that. Big list. People come to Krishna, he have a list to ask Krishna. And then he read out the list. You don't read it out, maybe you have it in your heart. So Krishna is there up in the sky, and he's noting down what your list is. Oh God, give us our daily bread. And now Krishna is up there making sandwiches for you. You know, buttering you. And mother is going in the kitchen making chapati for you. Oh God, give us our daily chapati. Give us our daily basmati rice. You want to enjoy? So, we ask Krishna for Krishna consciousness. How I can serve you better. Krishna knows everything. Sudama Vipra went to see Krishna. No. His wife says, no, you need to go. Look at the position we're living. Mothers always need a good place to stay. All right? A comfortable place. So she begged him to go. Your friend is Krishna. He is so wealthy. He is Bhagavan. He is living in Dwarka. Go see him. Why do you have to live like this? He can give you. He said, no. We think of Krishna wherever, what condition, whatever condition. Then he went to see Krishna with some flat rice. They were so poor. The flat rice was old. It's stale. When you keep some things inside a pot, like a clay pot and is not covered properly, you know, after a while it becomes stale. And he took that to Krishna as an offering. Krishna forcibly took from him. He saw Krishna is in the palace, so much wealth. You're going to give him this flat rice? That's not as offerable to Krishna. Krishna took by force. He was keeping his bagal back here. And he was eating that. So you can attract Krishna by bhakti. And then when he went back, his house was transformed into a palace made out of gold. His wife was wearing sari that is out of this world. So he said, I don't want to live in this palace. I will live outside in a hut. You live in here. That's detached, so detached. So Krishna is always giving us. It's not that Krishna is not giving. So Krishna consciousness means to make us conscious of Krishna. At every moment conscious of Krishna. Krishna consciousness. Conscious of Krishna, not only in the temple, wherever we are. Conscious of Krishna. That is opulent. When we're at the time of need, time of danger. Oh, Krishna, please help. Krishna is always with us. Happiness or not happiness. This is the prayer Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sings. You break my heart, from your separation, I feel so broken. Thousands of years, I feel not that you were away from me. He feels so much separation from Krishna. His heart's broken. Like this, he's praying that he wants to be always with Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he first went to Jagannath Puri, he fell unconscious. He fell unconscious on the ground after he saw Lord Jagannath. We are just in Jagannath Puri. The people are not unconscious on the ground. They are seeing Jagannath. Oh, Jagannath, oh, Jagannath. Finally, Jagannath comes out, but nobody is falling unconscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not even actually see Jagannath. He saw the chakra on the top of the Puri temple. He just saw the wheel. He fell unconscious. And when he went to the temple, he saw Jagannath, he fell unconscious. So much love for Krishna. He saw the peacock feather. He fell unconscious because Krishna wears the peacock feather. Just reminded him of Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was chanting Hare Krishna, tears from his eyes were coming out like torrents of rain. In Melbourne, there's so much rain. Torrents of rain. Coming out of the eyes, like buckets. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we have to, tears should come from our eyes like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the love that he has for Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can talk about Krishna. By Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we can become a Brahmana and worship the deity. We have the Brahman thread here. This Brahman thread is a very thin one. So I couldn't get a big one. They have very fat Brahman thread. So it's not that you have a big thread, you are a Brahmana. If we have the qualities of a Brahmana, qualities, is that you can worship the deity. Prabhupada asked my mother, you count your finger. Let's see if you are a Brahmana. And she was counting all different wrong. Village girl, don't know how to count. Prabhupada says, you're not Brahmana. You can't even count. I can't give you Brahman's initiation. But everybody said, Prabhupada, but Prabhupada, we need her to cook for Radha Madhava. I said, okay. For the sake of service, it's not that we are Brahmana or anything. What counts is our service to Krishna. Just like this Mataji here, she is cleaning all the road and sweeping. Doesn't mean it's Shudra. I see the Brahmacharis there cleaning the toilet. Oh yeah, Shudra. And so we're doing the Pujari and a Brahmana. No. I've seen Pujari do the toilet cleaning. I lived in Mayapur. I used to see Pankajani, Jananivas Prabhu. They used to clean their own toilet. And then later on, take a shower, go to puja. Because they didn't have manpower to do all these things. I remember when I joined in Mayapur, they said, I said, I don't want to eat rice. Because in Mayapur, they make fat rice, this big, big fat rice. Here we have basmati rice. They didn't have basmati rice, very expensive, especially in the 70s. So you're eating fat rice because they are really cheap. I said, I don't want to eat fat rice. I want chapatis. So they said, no, no, chapatis only for the brahmanas. You are just a worker. I said, no, I demand chapatis, otherwise I don't work. I go back home. So they said, okay, you can eat chapatis, but you have to work double because the chapatis give you more energy. I said, I don't mind. So I was sitting with the brahmanas before I was brahmana. I was already very young. And then so I said, I want 25 chapati a day. I said, that's a bit too much. I said, no, because you give me 4 or 5 is not enough. I need so much more. So then they said, you need a letter from the GBC. I said, okay. And children are very young, and if they say something, they are truthful. They're not mucking around. They're truthful. They want 25 chapati. So I went to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. He was GBC. I don't know if he was GBC or not, but he was big time. So I said, Maharaj, I need 25 chapati every day. I mean, I didn't speak English, but somebody translated. He said, yeah, sure. So he gave me a slip, which to call in India slip. Slip means note. So he wrote, please provide 25 chapati a day for Prabhupada. Every day, every daily. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami, signature. So I had this paper with me for years, and I even had it framed up. So I went over there to the kitchen, 25 chapati, please. And they were serving. There's no way, 25 chapati. Just, get out of here, go and sit over there with all the others. So I showed them the note, 25. I said, okay. Okay. So everyone's having a big pile of rice like this, fat rice. And they make a big gap in the middle, and they pour glasses of dal, and they eat it, you know how they eat it, you know, all over, going through the fingers. And I was like, I said, no. So I had a big cup of dal, and I had chapatis, 25. This stack, like, goes on a hill, every day. And they said, so all my friends, the kids like you guys, they're working in the garden, picking flowers, very easygoing work. For me, I had to work in the goshala, cow dung, you know, clean the cows and shovel the cow dung. Not easy work. That time they didn't have any hand pumps. Well, only hand pumps. They didn't have any automatic things. So I had to pump the water in a bucket and clean the cows. A lot of work. I don't care as long as I get chapatis. So I was working every day. Sometimes they would just leave me there. And I just sleep in the upstairs in a small room and get down and clean the cows like that. And I have, and my mother was in the kitchen, so sometime if I didn't go to the Mangalarti, they said, you didn't go to Mangalarti, no prasadam. That's the first English word I knew. No Mangalarti, no prasadam. So I'm just telling you a story. One time I said, we, your small boys, you can't force us to go to the program every day at 3:30 in the morning. It's not fair. We need enough sleep. So nobody listened to me because I'm just nobody. Yeah. So then I had one boy with me. He probably liked him. And there was other boys. They were all American boys. I was only one Bengali. So I was just friend with them. So they told me, I gave them the idea. I said, let's just sleep in. And you, Durgadish, you're Prabhupada like you. And we'll go see him if they give us prasadam. So that's what we did. So you all went to the garden. There's a garden called Radha Madhava Garden. So we had sleeping bag, we zipped all and sleep in there. Nobody can find us. Because they come in the room and see who is sleeping. They throw a bucket of water on him. But that day, they couldn't find us. We found a place in the garden. And we all slept in the garden. And we didn't get up till 8 o'clock. And then We had a quick shower. We went to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was in Mayapur. So Dharkatish, we pushed him. You go to the front. So we're just behind him. And Prabhupada said, he said, Prabhupada is chanting his japa on the third floor, up and down. He already had the morning program. He gave the Bhagavatam class. And then we all came to see him, paid obeisances. And there was Harishwara Prabhu. He was the guard. There's the only way you can go to see him. There's a door on the steps come up. So he was sitting there. And I just smiled at him. He said, no problem. You can go see Prabhupada. He used to always let me go because I just smiled at him. He said, fine, go. So we all just smiled at him. And we didn't explain to him what was the problem. They said, okay, go see. So we went to see Prabhupada and he was chanting his japa. And pay our obeisances. And Prabhupada looked at us with big eyes. And we said, Prabhupada, no, we didn't go to Mangalarati. They're not going to give us prasadam. This is why we are here. He said, oh, no prasadam? So his eyes went like this. There's some pictures of Prabhupada with eyes like a... That's one of the time. Not sure. And then he said, Pangajangari, Janandibash, where are they? Bring them here now. If Prabhupada wants something, even if your Lord Brahma has to come down. So then, Prabhupada Janandibhas put the dhoti on quickly. They were like, see Prabhupada, they were like kids, Prabhupada wants to see them. They came and said, give these boys prasadam, right now. Bring them muri, puff rice, halwa, hot puris. If you don't have any, cook it and bring them. And so we're just five of us. That's Mayapur Gurukul, just five of us at that time. Now they have Gurukul like so many here and there. So we all sat there and we had hot puris, halwa, muri and potato subji with paneer. We only get that in Mayapur in the festival time because they were so poor. And we were having, and then we went to the class. We didn't tell anybody that we had all this prasadam and didn't go to Mangalarati. So the Prabhupada was so kind, so merciful. And we think, Prabhupada's mercy is what make us a devotee today. So many things go wrong. It wasn't for Prabhupada, I wouldn't be here. And I can tell you, many of my friends, they left after Prabhupada left this world. Because they said they love Prabhupada so much, they couldn't get the same love from others. I tell them, if you love Prabhupada, just stick around. What can I do? when Prabhupada was here, I didn't understand what he was talking about, but he loved everyone so much. They were just so loving. Prabhupada was loving father. And he used to go to the Brahmacharini ashram sometime. And Prabhupada's coming. They saw him like father. Prabhupada would go to the ashram. Sometime, one time in Mayapur, everyone was getting sick. Not the Bengali people, the Americans. They're all getting sick, diarrhea. Prabhupada said, you guys, diarrhea because you don't work hard. You work in the field. So they all went in the field, worked hard, and their stomach was okay. Because they're eating and not doing any work. So they're getting stomach ache. Prabhupada was just perfect in every way. So there's no question. So if any qualification we have, I'm making these stories to make a point, that is all due to the mercy of our Guru. Guru's mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Krishna's mercy. Thinking, no, it's because of my previous karma that I become a Brahmana. I'm born in a Brahmana family. One person came to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, I'm a Brahmana. I don't do anything, just study. So he said, he showed him the kitchen. He said, go and clean all the dishes. He said, no, I don't do that. I'm Brahmana. Then he showed him the door. He said, bye-bye. This is not the place for you. Vaishnavas can do anything. Vaishnava means they can dress the deity, they can give a class, lead a kirtan, clean the toilet, clean the veranda, go to work, cook, multi-purpose. Australia is very famous for multicultural. I was in our temple here, it's not really multicultural. Most of us are Indian. that you're from Europe. And the in Krishna consciousness, everyone can come together and serve Krishna and be in harmony. Harmony comes only through serving Krishna together, singing and dancing together. That's how it becomes the harmony. Otherwise, people are going to be fighting, quarreling. Yeah, you're Indian, you're African, you're Chinese, there's going to be chaos. But when you all come together and serve Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, then this perfect harmony. So as I was saying before, only Krishna can take your, can you qualify you. Only Guru can make you qualified. By the mercy of Guru, we can be qualified to see Krishna. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. By the mercy of Guru, we get the creeper, the seed of devotion. And by the mercy of Krishna, we get the Guru. Sometimes, I don't even think of Guru. I'm chanting japa and you see the beautiful form. I'm just thinking Krishna, not enough Guru. We put Guru in the background. We don't think of Guru so much. It's by the mercy of Guru we can think of Krishna, we can see Krishna. We are here in this temple. So don't forget that. Remember Guru. It's Prabhupada's mercy that we have these things. We have some power. We have the position. We have post. It's Prabhupada's mercy. There's a story of the lion. There was one a dog, right? The dog wanted to. A dog was being chased by the on the track. The cat was being chased by the dog, so the cat asked the sage if he can become a dog. Huh? Punar mushika bhava, or mouse. Mouse being chased by a cat. But sometimes they become good friends. It depends. If they're in the temple, they're well fed, then they become friends. So here, I've seen here mouse and the cat, they're all eating together. There was no quarrel because they didn't get enough food. But generally, the mouse being chased by a cat, and the mouse asked the sage, make me a cat. He said, Tathasta. You become a cat. And the cat was being chased by a dog. And then he said, the cat came to the sage, can you make me a dog? And he said, Tathasta, became a dog. He was going around, gow, 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 gow. You know. Then the dog was being chased by a lion. And he came to him, can you make me a lion? Become a lion. Tathasta. A lion eats everybody, human beings, when he's hungry. And he would look at the sage, licking his tongue. He wanted to eat the sage. The sage made him a mouse again. That's what's called punarmushik bhava. Again a mouse. By the mercy of Guru, by the mercy of Krishna, we are here. We can chant Hare Krishna. So always glorify Prabhupada. Always think of Prabhupada. Sing and dance in front of Prabhupada. Loudly, and dance like anything. I can tell you, when we are in front of Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, there's no question of just clapping hands and moving like this. We are up and up dancing. We couldn't see our feet because we are up in the air. And here I see something. What is this? You see all videos of Prabhupada? Everybody up in the air dancing crazily. Prabhupada throwing the flower. If Srila Prabhupada was actually sitting there, he took off his garland and started throwing at you.
Huh? It was the same here.
It's the same here, exactly. Same here, Prabhupada, wherever he went. He took off his garland. And Prabhupada is to come here, not just one garland. And sometimes I seen here, today the garland is nice. Try to make a nice garland for Prabhupada. They're just so short. You have to like almost put through the hat. Make a beautiful garland for Prabhupada. Yeah. If Prabhupada was here, he would give him a nice, today is a nice garland. But sometimes the garland is so short, he almost likes, hard to put it through. Make a nice garland for Prabhupada. Prabhupada would have garland up to his neck, because everybody was giving him one. And then he would take them off, during the Guru Puja, and he's chucking at the devotees. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Yeah, Prabhupada. It's wild. Yeah. Really wild. I haven't seen Prabhupada throw a garland at you. Don't think you will get the whole garland. Nobody got it. It will always be in the air. Everybody's grabbing it. I just got one petal. And all your beautiful sari and your dhoti. You will sit down on the ground all stained from the flower. Nobody cared. Prabhupada would be giving Bhagavatam class after Guru Puja. And you all sit down. The ground, your feet be stained with flour. And what to speak of your clothes. Nobody's thinking of my sari, my clothes. They didn't care. They just saw Prabhupada. Just, everyone's in love with Prabhupada so much. Every word he said, what's he going to say next? There was so much love for Prabhupada. I've seen it. So, Prabhupada's mercy, we are qualified to serve Krishna by the mercy of Guru. This is the point I'm trying to make. Srila Prabhupada, because of his love, we have this ISKCON today. One man. There are so many gurus now. And they have big meetings in Mayapur, they have another meeting. Prabhupada just have one meeting once a year in Mayapur, and that was it. He solved all the problems. And he was going around the whole world, one person. He was so solving. He just chant Hare Krishna. He has so much faith in Krishna. He just chant Hare Krishna. Everything will be okay. Have faith in Krishna. Everything just happened because Prabhupada had that faith. We have to have that kind of faith. We don't have enough faith. We are thinking so many solutions. The solution is love your guru. Love Prabhupada. Don't keep Prabhupada at the back. Put Prabhupada in the forefront as the founder guru. Love him so much. By his mercy, we are no more Shudras. Become a Brahmana. Shudra means lower caste. We have these legs, belly, arms, and a head. Legs is like the Shudra, because you use the leg to work. And if you, the farmers, they fill up the belly, so they are Vaishyas, the workers. The Vaishyas, they're working in the field, so that's considered like the belly, stomach. And then arms to protect, you're a Kshatriya, fighter, warrior. And ahead, you're thinking. So, most important part of the body is your head, because you need the head to think. So you're Brahmana. So this is a social body. So the world, Krishna created this system. There is the legs, the workers. They don't have much intelligence. But in the body, legs is important. The stomach is important. The hands are important. They're all important. So everyone has to work in cooperation. Then it works, then it's in harmony. We don't say you're a worker. But there's enough job for cleaners. There's enough job for people who can mental work. So, everyone is engaged accordingly in Krishna consciousness. But the point is, we need to always remember that we are here to do anything for Krishna. That is devotional service. Devotional service means you can do anything for Krishna. You're not considered to be a lower caste. No. I don't want to get my hands dirty because I'm a Brahmana. No. In Mayapur, there was no outside workers. There was no cleaners. We had to do everything. Didn't understand Krishna consciousness. They said, you can understand, don't worry. You just do service. They just showed us the toilet. There was one girl who was my student in China. She used to complain to me, oh, I have this headache, this, that, so many. She had to so much work to do. I said, the place you live, simple thing, the place you live where you sleep at night, you just make it very clean. Burn an incense and put a picture of Krishna. Make it very clean. And you will see, not even a dust, you'll see, you'll feel really good. So she did that. And she came to me and said, I feel really good. The house is clean and nice fragrant smell. Because I told her, you see, that there is no anxiety. When you have a clean home, a clean place where you live, that's the first thought. That's the beginning. In the same way, you need to clean your consciousness, clean heart, clean mind. Then you'll feel very good. The way to do that is to devotional service. The way to do that, chanting Hare Krishna, associating with the devotees. This is the purport of this purport. So associate with devotees. Sadhu Sangha. We worship Krishna in the association of devotees. This is the point here in this purport. When you serve Krishna in association of devotees, you can serve in your home. You take your children take the deity and they muck around with it. That's the home deity. It's different. Going they fall on the face, point. And so it's family deity. You know, it's different. But here we worship with awe and reverence, with love, and with all the devotees. That gives us that the impetus to develop our love for Krishna. On reverence. And sing and dance, like a lot of singing and dance, not just clapping your hand. Go for it. It will please Krishna. Whatever it pleases Krishna, we want to do that. We want to become good disciple of our Guru Maharaj. A guru is one who first became a good disciple of his guru. That's how he is qualified to become a guru. That's Acharya, teaches by his own example. Dhruva Maharaj is like that. He is an Acharya, a great devotee of Krishna. So many great stories are there in the Bhagavatam for us to relate to, for us to study them. Okay, any questions?
What happens yes, the next day? After you slept, after the Brahmacharis slept out in the garden, did you only do it one day, or did you do it again?
No, just one day. Just one day was enough because we went to sleep very early and didn't get up till 8, so it's like we rested up for months. Because we don't get enough sleep. And in the afternoon, in Mayapur, that was in Mayapur, they made us work very hard. Even sometimes, during the academic class, they said, we need the boys! So we had to leave our books and go to work. Because the school was under the temple. It's not a separate project. So then they can use us whenever they want. You clean the toilet, do this, do that. So we hardly ever had time to do study. So we were really upset. So then we didn't get enough sleep. And I used to steal a lot of, because they never get enough prasad, I steal prasadam all the time. And here, Hare Krishna. There's one time in Mayapur, they had this sugar candy. This called candy sugar. It's rock candy, very big. They have it in a big sack. So then I used to just take it, put it in my big bag or pocket or whatever. And then I went to sleep with it. I was eating in the sling bag. And then I ate the sugar candy. And woke up in the morning, I forgot to clean my mouth, so the ants beat my lips. So I had big, people would see this guy stealing the sugar is not being offered to Krishna. So, but when we are satisfied, we wouldn't steal. So this we did in Mayapur. Then we went to Vrindavan. Gurukul was a separate project. We didn't have to do what the temple told us to do because we are under, Gurukul is a separate. So we could do study academic very nicely. So we could study. So in Mayapur, we didn't do that too many times. Prabhupada was there. It's only because Dharkadish was there. He was a friend of mine that, yeah. And those boys were very close to Prabhupada, so then we could get away with it. We didn't have to do it. Yeah. Any questions? So Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, he always can foresee that Each one of us has a role to play in Krishna consciousness. He can see our future. Perhaps the Prabhupada always saw in children in a very important and gave us special attention to the children. Even if they are not Krishna consciousness. He would force them to, he didn't force us. He used to just, you know, give us sweets and praise us. So we have to similarly see what the needs are. Somehow or another we have to give people Krishna consciousness. Somehow, not force people. That was that time. But sometimes they would force us to look at the deity even though we want to look the other way. That's like, ah, oh, yeah. That kind of thing. Yes?
When Krishna and Sudama was in their gurukul, what was Balarama doing?
I'm not sure. no, they were both in gurukul. Balaram, no, that time, that when Krishna and Sudama, they were in Dwarka. We're talking about that story, right? In Dwarka. Oh, in Gurukul. I'm not sure, but they're all friends. Sudama's friend with Krishna, and just like you all friend. But I don't know exactly what Sudama's doing and Krishna. This is all intimate. They're all friends together, I guess. Okay, any other questions? I have a busy day. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada.